Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're doing part two of our interview with Rosemary Vasiliadis. She's the Director of Aviation for the Clark County Department of Aviation, and Joanna Jacob, Government Relations Manager for Clark County. And we're talking about the new airport coming for Ivanpah Valley, south of Las Vegas, on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Big R is Northern Nevada's number one Golden Fire wood pellet supplier. More heat, less ash, 100% natural, and no additives. And there's only one place that stocks this many wood pellets, and that's Big R in Sparks, Winnemucca, Fallon, Fernley, and Lovelock. A river of wood pellets at Big R.
It's the $200,000 Cars and Cash giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Cash and prize drawings Thursdays and Saturdays. Plus, win a 2023 Ford F-150 or we'll pay you cash instead. Don't miss your chance to play and win Cars and Cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, this is part two of our interview with Rosemary Vasiliadis, the Director of Aviation for Clark County Department of Aviation, and Joanna Jacob, Government Relations Manager for Clark County. Thank you again for agreeing to do this, because I know how busy you guys are. In talking about the new airport at Ivanpah Valley, one of the things that I thought about was looking at what happened with the Boring Company and the Convention Center, where they turned the downstairs boarding area into like a nightclub, and it can be used for all kinds of things. I just started thinking about all the exciting possibilities for creating an airport for the ground up for Las Vegas and all it's become. What are your thoughts? Have you gotten to that point of where you're thinking about what the finished product is starting to look like?
Well, right now it's a conceptual design.
Sure.
We have to just do a layout plan. You know, technology changes every single day. Airport systems are made of technology. I mean, that's our foundation. So it's hard to say, yes, it's going to be this or it's going to be that. What we want is something that is flexible enough to take in what that technology or the latest amenity or the habit of the traveler at that time. That's what's exciting. So being able to build a brand new airport, and we're going to be able to inject so many sustainable features into it, where it's hard to do it on an older building,
right,
such as this one, Terminal 1 here at Reed, it's exhilarating. It really is. And, you know, being able then to market that and help everyone. The airlines are very interested in sustainable type of operations and features into airports, especially international. So that's a great attraction when the time comes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So it would strike me that international, especially Asian airlines, if you can build a long enough runway, that they would be able to take off at other times of the day rather than at night, because of the way, is that the kind of
response? And the runway will be longer, is planned to be longer than our longest one here at this time.
Okay, and is it already too early for airlines to be having discussions with you about who gets to stay and who gets to move to the new airport, or is it split where for example, I'm just using it as an example, Southwest would have half their flights coming into Harry Reid and the other half their flights coming in to the airport in the Avenpah Valley.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is too early for that because you don't know what that airline's going to be at that time. You know, we have mergers, we wake up and, you know, we hear about JetBlue and Spirit, and then, Spirit and Frontier. I mean, it's a crazy business at times. So that it's not the airline, it's the number of operations, it's the fleet mix that makes the airport viable. We will have the number of operations that make a two commercial airport system work. So that's what we look at more. You could put in today's operations and today's airlines and make it work, but to actually talk to the airlines,
it's too soon.
It's too soon.
What about the concept of companies, freight companies like UPS or Amazon or others? Mm-hmm. Who play, you know, extraordinarily mm-hmm. high rates for landing fees in San Francisco and LAX? Is that future business that potentially you could be looking at for this new airport?
It absolutely is future business. You know, something like that, a two commercial airport system, gives you that flexibility to make some decisions. You know, right now here at Reid, our priority is commercial. You know, to be able to fulfill, you know, not only the 150,000, excuse me, hotel rooms, but, you know, all the special events. A two airport system will allow us to have, you know, different type of discussions with non-passenger operations.
Okay, and are you looking at public-private partnerships in terms of, you know, because potentially instead of bonding, there could be income from this to be able to pay things off?
We would be silly if we wouldn't look at that. So
And you're definitely not silly.
it will remain with Clark County. It will be part mm-hmm. of the Clark County system. We absolutely have to have it part of one system for it to work effectively and efficiently, much more importantly. And really, all part of the feasibility studies that we're doing right now is all funding models to see if they work. And all funding models do work. So which one is it going to be? We'll decide after we know that we have the okay from the federal government to go forward with it, which is a favorable record of decision. So that's the end product from the environmental impact statement.
Okay, as mm-hmm. far as the legislature went, were people surprised at what you were looking at?
I think people have heard about this airport and knew it as the Ivanpah Airport for a number of years, but I think they were surprised. We did get questions about why now? Why are you coming to the legislature today for this bill when you're looking this many years out? And it's exactly as you noted, Sam, at the beginning of this program, was that we have to make these decisions now to avoid any delay, anything that we are capable of influencing, I guess, from the county to assist in this timeline. That was the feeling within the county, that we need to do it now. There's a number of things that we need to plan for. I can't tell you how many people are working on this project within the county, from the top to all of our planning departments, environment and quality, public works, our water reclamation. We must bring infrastructure in, and we have to start planning for how to do so. So I think that was my answer to the dubious legislators who were wondering why now. And we actually had we had great support in the legislature. We were able to pass it.
You got
it.
The bill passed.
Yes. I got the bill passed.
unanimously,
really. And with the governor's signature, it was exciting. It's exciting to have that level of support from the legislature. So yes, we had a number of questions, including, what are we going to name it? What are we going to name our town? You know, it's the same thing, too early to tell, but there's a lot of excitement. There was some excitement, especially in the Assembly Government Affairs Committee when I got to the second side of the legislature, and they had the news had sort of percolated out about this bill. It was really exciting to work with the legislators, and everybody felt I had some comments from legislators that they felt that they were also part of history by being able to vote for the bill and support the bill at this time.
Well, I go back to what I said at the very beginning, which is that this is such a huge economic development play. And the potential for the state is just so huge, and seeing all the problems to our neighbor to the west, where businesses want to move here, that this just opens the door to even more.
That's absolutely right, and we want to be that. So that's what this is doing. You know, this airport's been talked about for such a long time that it was just, I don't know if people thought it was just a thought, an idea, a hope, you know, something that would be fun. It's not.
Well, no, I mean, how could they even think that when, you know, anybody that flies in or out of Las Vegas sees how busy it is. And I mean, it was busy a couple of years ago. Now with all these teams and everything else, it's getting busier and busier. I mean, it was obvious the number of times that you have to put out an alert about parking at the airport. I mean,
And that is a big deal. You know, again, the 2.3 million people that live and work here, they travel. They go see their family. They go on vacations. So, yes, it's, you know, we're a big deal for the visitors, the, you know, leisure and all the rest. But we also serve our very own community, our children, our family that's coming in. And, you know, we need to, you know, we want to be the best for them too. Parking has really grown. That behavior has grown. TNCs, the transportation network companies, have given us a challenge on our roadways because it has added vehicle movements. You see every week there's different parking plans because we are trying to adapt to what's in town that week. What is that going to do? The concerts that just happened, the live concerts, that's heavy, younger demographics attend that, and so that's a TNC operation. And knowing that, we try to do the same thing we do with the airlines. We try to split it up.
Sure.
Staging's here, staging's there, and we do communicate that out. But unfortunately, at the end of the day, they're all coming into one main area, which is departures curve, and that's what we're managing.
So let's talk water and power. Both organizations are actively working on this, correct?
Yes, it is on their on their plans. Joanna knows much more about that.
Okay, so let me ask you specifically: is the Sloan Canyon piece part of what's going to supply water to the Ivanpah Valley, or?
I can tell you, we are in really regular conversations with the Southern Nevada Water Authority and also our Water Reclamation agency about how to bring utility and water for the site. It is part of their long-range plan, and it is built into the long-range plan for our valley. I think Rosemary and I, when we talk about the history of this site, there are some things that are becoming easier for her from when it originally was contemplated, because now we're seeing growth in this area, and there is already some infrastructure to, I can't really say specifically how we're going to do it. We have been looking at really how, and this was very much why we did the legislation this year, so that we could begin planning how to bring water and other utilities and services to the site. The one of the congressional bills, the 2002 Act, I think, had set up the utility corridor, so it's been something that the Water Authority and Nevada Energy, everybody is aware of that corridor because it's been in place and designated on the east side of the 15, and that's how we'll be coming down that corridor, I think, on how to do it. And then we are working with them as we do on a number of things.
I remember John Ensminger on one of his last appearances on the show said that the water was already banked in terms of water supply from Apex all the way to Gene. And so for people who are watching and saying, well, where are we going to get the water? That has already been accounted for, correct?
Correct.
That is correct.
All right. Let's take another break, and we'll be right back with more on the airport with no name, as we have called it, after this time out.
The casino industry drove Nevada's economy for decades. By the 1990s, however, the state's sole industry was in sharp decline. Many were losing their homes. Many were leaving the state. Is Reno on track to be the Detroit of the West? was an October 2010 Reno Gazette Journal headline. Nevada knew it was time for a change and a time to diversify. Story County took that lead, took risks, invested tens of millions transforming its desert into a place of opportunity and a future for Nevada families needing something new. That desert now provides thousands of high-paying tech, advanced manufacturing, and energy careers at companies like Tesla, Panasonic, Google, Switch, and Redwood Materials. Story County transformed Northern Nevada forever, and the tide of opportunity has raised all vessels through construction contracts, high-paying careers, and the power of payroll. Tens of millions have been generated in sales and property tax, permits, and other revenues for Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, and for all of Nevada. Enough, in fact, to generate a surplus after public services are provided. And best of all, a sustainable economic climate has been created, enabling our children to stay in Nevada and live prosperous lives in their home state. Story County, improving Northern Nevada one industry at a time.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rosemary Vasiliadis. She's the Director of Aviation for the Clark County Department of Aviation, and Joanna Jacob is Government Relations Manager for Clark County. Tick Sagerblum, the County Commissioner, has been on the program, and his concern is talking about that he doesn't want to see housing going all the way down the 15 to Ivanpah. Is that an area that you even have to deal with, or is that a totally separate area?
Well, that's not really under the airport purview. It's more of a county issue and how the county plans full development, because it, you know, it's all part of Clark County.
Okay, then let's talk about the potential for this to be the greenest development ever. I mean, you know, the possibilities of every new technology, is that something that's under discussion at this point?
That is absolutely something that's under discussion. I mean, why would we pass up that opportunity? We are the only brand new, you know, additional commercial airport in the United States system.
Really?
Yes. So no one else has a, you know, a brand new airport. There's replacement. You know, Salt Lake just replaced their terminal. So they built a new terminal in front of the old terminal. You know, we'd already brought up Denver, which was a replacement airport, but there is not a brand new commercial airport. This is it. This is the only one in the system. And of course, we would look at, you know, all of those really great things. You know, we don't want to have to impact the environment any more than an airport does. This is actually going to help, quite honestly, because first of all, we're not going to have the congestion here. So, you know, just getting the traffic, whether it's vehicular traffic or, you know, or airspace traffic, you know, spread out over the day is helpful in air quality and emissions. And then we have an opportunity to look at all of the latest, greatest. And by that time, there's going to be different methods and different technology than today. But we love technology. We have to have technology here at this airport because,
of course,
really our footprint here is very little. When you think of what operates out of here,
it's
and you
stunning.
Compare us to other airports, it is amazing what how many passengers we process per square foot in comparison. So that we want to be able to, you know, improve. And again, what aviation has, but more than anything else, Southern Nevada has, is the flexibility to evolve to whatever it's going to be. This town's always going to reinvent itself, always has. And this latest one has been quite phenomenal, only because, you know, aviation has been a very, very big part of that, more than any of the other evolutions, at least in the last 40 years that I've been in town.
Let me ask you this. So, you have to have thought about, boy, if I could have built Harry Reid from the ground up, I wouldn't have done it the way it was. I would have done this, this, and this. And one of the things I'm thinking is, you know, like a boring company situation where you would have built a whole system of roadways well below the runways to be able to accommodate transportation of all kinds underneath. What are you thinking about that could affect, you know, potentially something that's going on in the Ivanpah Valley that would be like that?
Well,
have you gotten that far?
We really haven't gotten that far. Again, you know, you don't want to do a study on something where the technology is going to be outdated.
I'm thinking what you dream about. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night and go, "Boy, that would be a great idea."
Airports love underground systems,
right?
Right. We don't. You know, we don't. What we, you know, and what Joanna's excellent job did at the legislature is we have to protect that airport and that airport site. We don't want it to become encroached like Reid has become encroached.
And that was the whole idea of that bill, correct, Joanna?
Right, that's absolutely correct. Because I think as our community has grown, we've seen what's happened to the airport, and I think this is a chance for us really to do it right, I think. And when I say that, it's not necessarily that it's wrong, it's just that we know that it's a need and that we can plan. It's really exciting to hear that we're the only new one in the system, that we have the chance to really address some of the issues that have kind of been issues for airports as they're serving major metropolitan areas where they have residents and where they're getting clogged and that kind of thing. And we can plan ahead and really for those things that we know may come. So it was really one of the main reasons why we wanted to designate that area so that we could do the smart planning.
And are you in conversation, for example, with RTCs or whoever would be responsible? Because there is no major road, major highway, going from Ivanpah Valley into Las Vegas at this point in time. I'm presuming that you would have to build some kind of four-lane expandable highway at some point.
RTC is our metropolitan planning organization for the county. So, and when I said earlier, I can't tell you how many people are working on this. Yes, this is on everybody's list. And as we begin to get closer, as Rosemary and her team are working through the environmental impact statement process, and we're going to see what it's going to look like, its size and footprint, then we are going to be working much more closely with RTC and the state, any source really. Mm-hmm. I'll use Rosemary's line, everything's on the table. I think that we're going to have to look at how people move in and out of that airport.
I've got to take one more break. We have to pay for this because we can't bond. but we'll be right back after this timeout.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Imagine a magical garden
that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rosemary Vasiliadis and Joanna Jacob, both of Clark County, because I'm running out of time here and I want to get one more thing in. So with every major project we're seeing in the state, we have pushback from environmentalists. At this point in time, are you having discussions with environmental groups over potential concerns?
So that's going to be part of the process with the environmental impact statement. We have had already one outreach meeting just to introduce the airport and where we're at today and how it's different today than it was in 2000 and even 2012. But that is part of that process that will happen.
So let me ask you this to conclude. So what are your thoughts about this? Because, you know, unless you plan to work way longer than most people plan to work, you're going to be retired by the time this thing comes. But what's your thoughts on what it's going to be?
I think it's going to be just a wonderful addition, a needed addition, to the economic viability of Southern Nevada. And it's going to be welcomed because it will be proven over and over again what it could assist in it for Southern Nevada, and what Clark County, as the owner and the operator of it, is going to be able to do with a two commercial airport system.
I thank you both for giving up all this time. I really appreciate it. And we've talked about it for so long on the program. It's great to have the real knowledge here. And
thank
hopefully
you.
We'll be able to get you guys back and talk more about it in the future.
Next
thank you both
milestone.
Very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
It's a good time to eat. It's a good time to play.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good time's a train wreck.
7 at 7 is a newscast built for your smartphone. It's a 7-minute newscast available every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. at lvrj.com. We don't waste your time, and we give you the day's top stories.
We at the RJ have noticed some similarities between us and a certain BTS character, RJ.
Plus the latest in Las Vegas business, weather, health, and entertainment news. 7 at 7 streaming now on your smartphone.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, and thanks to everyone at the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas for their help, including Don, Shane, Crystal, and George. We'll see you.